From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia chairs Asian Transport Ministers meeting in Bali. Indonesia invites Thailand to join 2023 Super Garuda Shield exercise. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesia chaired Asian Senior Transport Officials Meetings and Asian Transport Ministers Meeting held in Nusa Dua, Bali, according to Secretary General of the Ministry of Transportation, Novi Rianto. He said in a statement on Sunday that the Asian Transport Ministers Meeting and Associated Meetings, or ATM, and Asian Senior Transport Officials Meeting and Associated Meetings were annual agendas to exchange experiences, discuss proposed initiative for cooperation opportunities, and to agree on ratification of strengthening connectivity of land, sea, air, and rail transportation, inter-Asian and between Asian, and the international community. Apart from being attended by delegates from Asian member countries, there were also delegates from Asian dialogue partners, namely China, Japan, South Korea, and the European Union. Chief of the National Armed Forces, Tni General Andika Perkasa, has invited the Thai military to participate in the 2023 Super Garuda Shield exercise. The invitation was conveyed by Perkasa when he received a visit from Thai Group Defense Attaché, Captain Chayot Sawansan. Perkasa said that the meeting with the Thai Defense Attaché was part of strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Thailand. In the meeting, they also discussed several issues related to military exercise, including ones that Thailand's organized. Some Thai soldiers participated in some exercise that Thailand held, he mentioned. General Perkasa expected that the participating personnel could learn from each other and expand friendships. The 2022 Super Garuda Shield exercise was joined by military personnel from some countries. Super Garuda Shield 2022 from August 1 to 14 was a joint exercise between the Thai and the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, or INDOPACOM, to strengthen interoperability, capability, mutual trust, and cooperation. The Indonesian government has targeted to have 4.4 million new workers in the tourism sector by 2024. This was affirmed by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno on Sunday. He also remarked that the tourism workers' absorption has a significant impact on increasing people's economic income and increasing employment opportunities up to 6 times. The ministry has targeted to have 1.2 new workers in the tourism sector. Through various innovations and policies as well as by involving stakeholders, the ministry focuses on enhancing the community's welfare. Currently, his side is organizing the Indonesian Tourism Village Award, which seeks the 50 best tourism village in the country. The implementation of the Tourism Village Award competition has encouraged local creativity that must be maintained and preserved. In addition, it also helps to revive tourist attractions that were impacted due to the pandemic situation. Let's move on to the international news, where U.S. President Joe Biden will act methodically in deciding how to respond to Saudi Arabia over oil output cuts, but options include changes to U.S. security assistance. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday, Sullivan, speaking on CNN, said no changes to the U.S.-Saudi relationship were imminent as Biden reevaluates it. A day after OPEC Plus oil producers last week announced output cuts over U.S. objections, Biden vowed to impose consequences on Saudi Arabia for siding with Russia in supporting the cuts. New Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt promised to win back Britain's economic credibility by fully accounting for the government's tax and spending plans while insisting his boss Liz Truss remain in charge of the country. Prime Minister Truss appointed Hunt on Friday in an attempt to rescue her leadership as confidence in her ability to run the country drained away within both her own Conservative Party and international financial markets. Sunday's newspapers were rife with stories of plans to replace her. Investors have sold British government bonds heavily since September 23rd, when Hunt's predecessors, Kwasi Kwarteng, announced a string of unfunded tax cuts without publishing a set of independent economic forecasts. Russia has opened a criminal investigation after gunmen shot dead 11 people at a military training ground near the Ukrainian border, authorities said on Sunday, as fighting raged in eastern and southern Ukraine. Russia's RIA news agency, citing the defense ministry, said two gunmen opened fire with small arms during a firearms training exercise on Saturday, targeting personnel who had volunteered to fight in Ukraine. RIA said the gunmen, who it referred to as terrorists, were shot dead. South Korea's troops kicked off their annual Hanguk defense drills on Monday, designed to boost their ability to respond to North Korea's nuclear and missile threats amid simmering tensions over both sides' military activities. The drills, due to end on Saturday, are the latest in a series of military exercises by South Korea in recent weeks, including joint activities with the United States and Japan. The latest field training came as North Korea has been carrying out weapons tests at an unprecedented pace this year, firing short-range ballistic missiles and hundreds of artillery rounds near the heavily armed inter-Korean border on Friday. Listen, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian culinary in Livin's Autumn in Portugal. The success of Mercado Culinario Indonesio, or the Indonesian Culinary Market, in June 2022 made the Indonesian Embassy in Lisbon to organize Mercado Culinario Indonesio for the second time. This activity was held in October 2022. This event was held in the middle of autumn in Portugal and to fulfill the longing of the Indonesian diasporas and the Portuguese communities for Indonesian cuisine. This event aims to promote the richness of Indonesian culinary and products in Portugal. This activity is in accordance with the missions of Indonesian Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiaries to Portugal, Rudy Alfonso, to promote a positive image of Indonesia. He was happy that many Portuguese people like Indonesian cuisine. He hopes that more Indonesian diasporas will open restaurants in Portugal. Around 500 people flocked to the backyard of the Indonesian Embassy in Lisbon and were busy to choose Indonesian snacks. There were about 40 types of food sold, ranging from the favorite menu of chicken satay, fried rice, fried noodles, meatballs, chicken porridge, rendang, siomai, yellow rice, woku chicken, various spring rolls, to various fried foods and market snacks. Besides serving culinary, the Indonesian Embassy in Lisbon accepted the participation of the Travolution's travel agency stand, which provided tour packages to Indonesia. In addition, Emirates, as one of the international airlines that has flight routes with one transit from Lisbon, Jakarta, and Lisbon, Bali, also participates in Mercado Culinario Indonesio. If visitors want to try Indonesian reflexology, they can also enjoy massage services at the Swan Spa and Massage stands for 10 minutes. This event is also a cultural promotion, such as traditional music and dance. One of the music performed was the song Indonesia Pusaka, sung by Chao Oliveira, an alumni of the PSBI scholarships and a participant in the Indonesian language class organized by the Indonesian Embassy. In addition, visitors were also entertained by the strains of the Balinese gender tone game by Vanessa, an alumnus of Dharma Siswa Isi Denpasar. Seeing the interest from visitors, which event increased in numbers compared to the previous Mercado event, The Indonesian embassy is optimistic that Mercado Culinario Indonesio will be well received by the people in Portugal. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on October 17, 1962, when Muhammad Yamin, a national hero, passed away. Muhammad Yamin is a writer, historian, humanist, politician, and legal expert who is widely known as one of the pioneers of the Youth Oath. As the originator of important ideas, Muhammad Yamin dominated the political and cultural history of modern Indonesia. His ideas contributed to the rise of Indonesian politics. He passed away in Jakarta on October 17, 1962, at the age of 59. He was later declared as a national hero of Indonesia. Let's move on to the event on October 17, 1987, when World Poverty Eradication Day was celebrated for the first time. World Poverty Eradication Day is commemorated around the world every year on October 17. This commemoration was recognized by the United Nations in 1992. However, this commemoration was first held in Paris, France in 1987 when 100,000 people gathered at the Human Rights and Liberties Plaza in the Trocadero to honor victims of hunger, poverty, violence and threats. We end today in history with an event in October about World Trauma Day. World Trauma or Injury Day is commemorated annually on October 17. This day focuses on saving lives and properly handling emergency cases. In medical terms, trauma is severe and often life-threatening injury, which occurs when all or parts of the body is hit by a blunt object or is suddenly hit. This day was created to raise awareness about trauma and to educate the public on ways to cope with traumatic incidents and death. World Trauma Day was first commemorated in New Delhi, India in 2011 in reaction to the high number of deaths caused by traffic accidents in the country.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Mine.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Ministry of Industry continues to accelerate the development of Batang Integrated Industrial Estate. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, as chairman of the team for the acceleration of development of the Batang Integrated Industrial Estate, last Thursday, October the 13th, visited the area in Central Java. He was accompanied by Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita. In addition to discussing various matters with the board of directors of PT Kawasan Industri Terpadu Batang, Coordinating Minister Airlangga and Minister of Industry Agus had the opportunity to directly monitor the development of infrastructure in Batang Integrated Industrial Estate, which has been prepared by the government, starting from roads within the area, reservoirs, drainage system, flats for industrial workers, construction of tenant factories, as well as the plant location of the pier and port. On that occasion, Minister Agus Gumiwang said Batang Integrated Industrial Estate, which was initiated by the government, would be a location to capture a number of industrial relocation from abroad. Therefore, its construction needs to be jointly monitored to support the development of the industrial sector in Indonesia. He added, the Ministry of Industry plays a role in accelerating the development of the Batang Integrated Industrial Estate and is ready to support it with educational facilities, especially vocational-based schools such as vocational high school and polytechnics. This effort can support the availability of competent human resources in accordance with current industry needs. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister Airlangga expressed his appreciation to all agencies, especially PT Kawasan Industri Terpadu Batang, which has fully supported the acceleration of the development of Batang Integrated Industrial Estate. He emphasized the construction of the integrated industrial estate will have a significant impact on Indonesian economy through investment and export of products produced by industry in the area. Meanwhile, the president director of PT Kawasan Industri Terpadu Batang that managed the area, Ngurah Wirawan, appreciated the government's great contribution to creating a highly competitive industrial area so that many investors are interested in investing there. currently in the construction of phase 1 covering an area of 150 hectares has been completed 100% and has been sold out to investors. The Ministry of Industry noted in phase 1 the total investment entered was around $321 million, with a target of 6,000 people employment in Batang Integrated Industrial Estate. The investors came from various countries, including South Korea, India, Taiwan, and the Netherlands. The industrial sector includes manufacturing glass, ceramics, pipes, medical devices, to batteries for electric vehicles. That was by Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition, I'm going to take you to know more about Musyoh dance from Papua. The Papuan people have a pattern of traditional religious beliefs that blend and absorb into all aspects of life. Its worldviews are related to each other, between the material and spiritual, the secular and the sacred ones. All function simultaneously. Related to its relationship with the arts, Musyoh dance is one of the dances found in the culture of the Papuan people, which most manifests their belief system. Musyoh dance is a type of ritual dance as an effort to expel the spirits of people who died in accidents. When one of the Papuan tribesmen dies due to an accident, generally the Papuan people believe that the spirit in question is not calm. Through this belief, Musyoh dance was born as a way to calm his spirit. In practice, this dance is also like most traditional Papuan dances, which are generally accompanied by the traditional musical instrument, namely tifa. To make it different from the Papuan war dance, this dance doesn't use spears, but generally the dancers carry arrows and shields as symbols of expulsion. This dance is performed by a group of male dancers with agile and energetic movements. By performing this dance, it is hoped that it will expel the spirits of those who died unnaturally, so the spirits will not disturb the living. This dance has long been known by the tribal communities in Papua, and until now, the function of this dance is still the same, namely a sacred dance to expel the spirits of people who died unnaturally, such as accidents and others. Many people mistakenly think that this dance is also used to welcome guests. In fact, the dance used to welcome guests is the welcome dance, accompanied by rhythmic music with dynamic dance movements that show the joy of people's hearts in welcoming respected guests. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. spinning out like I'm 18. Looking back to the beats when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the beats when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit along my song. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Yogyakarta, which means traveling in Yogyakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Semoga Selamat Sampai di Lombok. Semoga Selamat Sampai di Lombok, which means have a safe trip to Lombok, or hopefully you can arrive safely in Lombok. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Sari. Sari shows hope that Dev can arrive safely in Lombok. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sampai bertemu kembali, Sari.
Hati-hati, Dev. Semoga selamat sampai di Lombok.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce you some vocabulary related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read it 2 times and you can repeat after me. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully or I hope. Selamat, selamat, which means safely. Sampai, sampai, which means arrive. Di Lombok, di Lombok, which means in Lombok. Semoga selamat sampai di Lombok. Semoga selamat sampai di Lombok, which means I hope you can arrive safely in Lombok. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Semoga selamat sampai di Lombok. Semoga selamat sampai di Lombok, which means hopefully you can arrive safely in Lombok. In the sentence, there is the word semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. It is used to show hope. It is used to show Sari's hope that Dev arrives safely in Lombok. To show hope, the word semoga, semoga, which means hopefully, is followed by the word or expression that states something happening. Namely, selamat sampai di Lombok. Selamat sampai di Lombok, which means arrive safely in Lombok.
Oke,
Besides semoga, semoga, which means hopefully, you can also use the expression moga-moga, moga-moga, or mudah-mudahan, mudah-mudahan, which also means hopefully. Let's listen to the other examples of showing hope. Moga-moga, moga-moga, which means hopefully. Moga-moga hari ini cerah. Moga-moga hari ini cerah, which means hopefully today will be bright. Mudah-mudahan, mudah-mudahan, which means hopefully. Mudah-mudahan perjalanan lancar. Mudah-mudahan perjalanan lancar, which means hopefully the trip will be smooth. To respond someone's hope, Indonesians usually use the word amin, amin, which means amen. It means granted. It shows the character of Indonesian people who surrender the hope to the God Almighty. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sampai bertemu kembali, Sari.
Hati-hati, Dev. Semoga selamat sampai di Lombok.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru, anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum, wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kesapa dirimu, oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya
rasa suka pada dirinya. Sejak pertama aku bertanya, Facebook mau apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dadi-dadi melulu. Oh, nanti aku follow Twittermu. Oh, aku tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu sukakah kau kepadaku. Rasa suka pada dirinya. Sejak pertama aku bertanya, Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dadi-dadi melulu.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Putus atau Terus by Angie featuring Vivid. The meaning of the song is composed by Judika, tells about a relationship that has no feeling anymore. So the question is, they will keep going on or calling it an end. The song contains lyrics that tell the story of someone being confused in the relationship. The song also describes boredom that makes him question the relationship. Alright listener, here is Angie featuring Vivin with the song Putus atau Terus.
1, 2, 3. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah kita sebaiknya putus atau terus. Tanya-tanya tentang perasaan kita, benarkah kita saling mencinta atau hanya pernah saling cinta. Bukan
bukankah kamu juga merasa ingin mulai menjalari percakapan kita? Pertanyaan kamu sedang apa? Terkesan hanya sebuah formalitas saja. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah kita sebaiknya putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan? Bukankah kamu juga merasa dingin mulai menjalari percakapan kita? Pertanyaan kamu sedang apa? Terkesan hanya sebuah formalitas saja. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah kita sebaiknya putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan? Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah kita sebaiknya putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan?
Thank you, Manji.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wasch je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Tell me how to make you stay, and you're always going to be the one for me. The will be fine today. Have a drink for the old time, perfect time to say you are mine. happiness, and you always going to be the one for me. There are times when the train's just a thing kept me sane. It's too much for a little time of fame. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.